Inside Radio on the Ken. Bill Goldberg here. Welcome. Probably pretty early for you.
Yeah.
Run through it. Run through a typical Goldberg day for us.
Typical Goldberg day is get up early in the morning, get some breakfast in me, go find a gym.
Did you work out while you're here in town?
No, actually, I worked out in Tulsa. Go find a gym and then go eat again, maybe take a nap. Get up, go to the building, figure out the match, go in, do your thing. By the time we leave, it's about 10:30 at night. Try to find a restaurant that's open.
Jeez.
Try to get a hotel fairly close to the airport, get some sleep, and most likely wake up and catch an 8 a.m. flight the next day.
That sounds a lot like our day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly. The Tonight Show, you were on with Jay Leno, and you challenged Stone Cold Steve Austin. Did that thing ever go anywhere?
I never heard a word from him, and the offer still stands. So I'm still waiting.
I think he's ducking you.
What about injuries? You've had a lot of injuries. Knee injury, back injury?
Well, it's a nightly occurrence, unfortunately, with injuries and myself. I can't tell you how many stitches I've had in the last 3 years since I've been here. I just got off of a knee surgery. Took about 3 months off.
Are the other wrestlers aware that you have a knee injury and keep away from it?
Well, unfortunately, the other wrestlers are aware that I have a knee injury and they go right for it.
All right, what about backstage? I mean, do you all get along?
I wish I could tell you that we do. A number of us do. But there are a number of guys that I truly can't stand.
Is it easy for those guys that you don't like to go ahead and just set you off over the top when you're in the ring with them?
It's quite easy. Matter of fact, it's so easy for them to set me off that a number of times they do it purely by their presence.
Let's talk about the cockfighting deal for a second. You're very against that, as a lot of people are. And for those that don't know, tell us what cockfighting is. What happens?
To me, since I haven't been to one, I've seen them on tape. To me, it's basically two roosters being pumped full of either, steroids, stimulants, razor blade, razor sharp attachments tied to their feet, and they fight to the death. Thrown in a pit, and they fight to the death.
But how come it's still legal in Oklahoma? We're one of three states.
Unfortunately, I have to admit, maybe stupidity may come into play.
Well, chances are that we have people listening right now that are involved in cockfighting, support it, don't have a problem with it. What would you say to those people right now in an open forum?
Show me the positives and negatives, and I'll maybe listen if you have more than one or two positives, but I seriously doubt it.
Have you heard from people?
I have heard from people indirectly, you know, in the ring. I dealt with probably two confrontations with people. But you're going to have stuff like that.
Not physical.
No, purely vocal.
All right, back to wrestling. When you're getting ready to put somebody into the jackhammer, who's the toughest guy to get over your head?
Well, since the Giant's gone, the Giant was definitely the hardest guy to get up. Now I'd have to say it was it's nobody because everyone else is pretty easy.
Mm. There was a big deal with Mark McGwire last year, who also was a role model, taking an over-the-counter supplement. Do you supplement your diet? Do you take anything, and what's your comment on the people that were against it?
Oh, I use supplements every day. My position on what Mark's deal was is this was an over-the-counter supplement, so what's wrong with it? Right. If it's able to be sold over-the-counter, I don't think there's a problem with it.
Well, now, what do you use? Because I'm trying to get a little Goldberg look going myself. You know, looking all buff.
Yeah. About 30 grams of protein every 3 hours. A lot of creatine, a lot of androstenine, and a lot of sleep.
And a lot of iron on the bells.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it, guys.
Rick and Brad Radio.